100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, so let's have ourselves a weekly challenge where I post a topic to the site and you guys come up with stories and I gather them all up here. We got a whole bunch of stories on the topic of confluence, so let's go ahead and get right to it. Take it away, orchestra.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Trains are fascinating. The other day, I watched a webcam of a train traveling through amazing landscapes. The tunnels were the best. I finally saw the proverbial light. Yep, that made me chuckle. I hardly ever spotted anyone, though, except that one time when a man was throwing another off a balcony. I wonder if anyone else noticed that. Well, the video wasn't live. It was a live broadcast of a recorded trip, whatever that means. Nothing I could do. I wonder if that man is alive. The confluence of circumstances is tough sometimes. But trains are indeed absolutely fascinating. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodkoff.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my story on the topic of confluence, called Nile. In darkest Sudan, there is a truly wondrous sight. At the confluence of the mighty Blue Nile and White Nile rivers, the two flow side by side, their distinctive colours flowing in parallel and separately between the same riverbanks. It's one of the great natural wonders I'd love to see, but I know that my chances are slim. So instead, every morning, I recreate this incredible sight at my breakfast table, marvelling at the contrast between fresh white milk as it takes on the colour of my Coco Pops. And I bet the Nile doesn't taste half as good. Okay then, speak to you all next week. Goodbye.
Tudor Brazzino here, with a story on the subject, Confluence. The title read, Confluence Properties of Quasi-Left Linear Conditionally Orthogonal Rewriting Systems. I glanced through it and sighed, then wrote back to its hopeful young author. It is more than 20 years since I worked in this trifling field. That you should seek out my opinion says nothing to the credit of anyone's work since then. Your mathematical argumentation is rigorous, but grinding through Sudoku problems would contribute more to the world than this nugacity. Ask yourself, what are the most important questions you could be working on, and why are you not working on them? Sincerely, Brazoyanu, Professor. That was pretty much drawn from life. I have not actually written that letter to anyone, but I have been tempted.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called About the Waters of Ripple Rock. The first time I witnessed the confluence of Seymour Narrows into Discovery Passage, British Columbia, it was from 300 feet above the passage. It didn't look right. The surface of the water broke in multiple directions. Later, I found out dozens of major ships had gone down in those waters. The explorer George Vancouver described it as one of the vilest stretches of water in the world, from a man who had twice circumnavigated the globe. One summer we took a Zodiac through. The pilot drove the boat into twin sets of whirlpools and we just carouseled for an hour. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are. Hello, Night People. Normally I include updates in front of my weekly posts, but this week I place it into posting for my friend Don DeCleese. I present the following milestone. In all likelihood, Master DeCleese will be the last Golden Monkey. That's right, kids, 100 stories. He becomes the 25th monkey in the lair of the Golden Monkeys, taking the 22nd place just behind Liana. All hail John. Good work.
Coming Together by John DeCleese. At the confluence of the two great rivers, the explorers, fleeing the decay of their homeland, decided to build a town which they envisioned to grow someday into a great city, and perhaps beyond that into an empire. They had moved beyond the decay, but not beyond the dreams that engendered the decay. They cut the forests and built their houses and plowed the land and made it as rich a place as they had ever seen. But their vision was based on what they had left. They did not understand the ways of the woods they destroyed.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of The Price of Friendship, available now on Amazon.com. My tooth broke and talking feels like chewing on a steak knife. So, here's my story for the 100 word weekly challenge, with a prompt of, confluence. Here goes nothing. What do you mean, Bilbert asked the goth girl. I'm an only child. I've never had a sister. She closed her eyes and shook her head. Yes. You were an only child, but with the recent confluence of your family with the Biederbokers, you now have a sister your same age. Bilbert looked to Linali Amanda for help. When she only covered her mouth and laughed behind her hand, he turned back to the goth girl. Who do you think I am? The girl folded her arms. Don't be obtuse, Reinhardt. You would think I would know my own boyfriend. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The spirits gather at the confluence of the two rivers.
Go back to your own river,
shrieked the spirits of West River. West River flows into our river, shout the East River spirits. They fight constantly, as you can see by the churning of the water. But the fight will come to an end soon. There are plans to build dams on West River and East River. The valleys will become lakes, and there will be power for so many homes and factories. And downriver, well, these will become streams. The spirits will end their bitter struggle and rest as they come together peacefully.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of confluence. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I sure did, and I enjoyed bringing it to you. And the last thing for me to say is the next challenge is a pick two, standard, graffiti, blinding, blithering, pony, sparkle, amuse, and fire. So go ahead and wander to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. You can check out the archives, all sorts of stuff. And if you click on Weekly Challenge, you will see instructions on how to participate in the next Weekly Challenge. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.